Would like to remind everyone that from this point forward, the meeting will be recorded. Call for any apologies?
We have a request from Councillor Batten to attend via audiovisual means.
Yep. So we have a move to that one?
I'll move it.
And a second? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, declarations of interest?
Yes, through, in the closed section.
In the closed section, no worries. Thank you, Councillor Baker. Move on to the confirmation of the minutes from the 20th of April, 21. Any amendments or changes to the, those minutes? Take that as the nil. Do I have a mover and a second effect? Councillor Baker, Councillor Beard. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Right, we'll need a procedural motion, councillors, to move into the closed session.
Yeah.
I'll hand this over to you, Dave. This is...
Yeah, councillors, you'll see the report is a summary of the capital works in 2021. Capital works, you'll see that through the March QBR there's been some alterations to some of the capital works figures. That's the overall figure has decreased a little bit from the December review, but that's because some projects have now been through the QBR process have been deferred to other years. There's a summary there that as of the 31st of March we completed 8.5 million in capital works, and that's up from that from the figure in December at 6.4. So without me referring to my finance manager, I'm going to go and be bold here and say that that's probably a record figure of council capital works in a given year, and we're still only three quarters through the year based on these figures. We won't be anywhere near the 23 million figure mark, but we're working very hard to try to get that figure up well over 10 million towards the magic 14.5 million mark.
So again, it shows that we struggle to have the capacity to achieve our ambitions.
Correct. So is there any particular, as an attachment to this was the actual report with the different projects, with updates of where certain projects are at, is there any questions that you'd like to ask of directors in relation to that?
The depot would be in that $8 million.
Correct. And I think I haven't got it open, but actually,
yeah.
The depot's probably straddled a couple of financial years now.
Just looking at the ones in yellow, councillors, the ones that are still not complete, if they're highlighted in blue, they're on target. Blue, they're complete. Green, they're on target. Pink, they've been cancelled.
That's a little pictorial. You'll see that each quarterly view, but as you can see, there's certainly some other, obviously as we start to roll into this end of this back end of this financial year with Lucas Bridge coming into completion, there'll be some significant works in other areas as well. So,
no further questions, councillors? We have a move and a second for that. Councillor Baker, Councillor Peer. Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
We'll just move on to the 21-22, 24-24 budget. I assume, Guy, you'd be filling in for Neil?
Yep.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to move workshop this and build this budget up for over a number of months, so unless there's any specific questions or directions from the council now, we'll put the recommendation as it is.
Do I have a second for that, councillor?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
I'm squeaking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the quarterly budget review.
Operational plan.
Oh, sorry. Operational plan, I should say. To be reviewed at the 31st of March. Just wonder what page you.
What page, yeah.
We're still way into it.
We're still
really got big reports.
Sort of find myself. That was a good report, that's basically.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Compliments to Guy and the directors?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Should be the QBR.
20 pages of this one. So the recommendation there, councillors.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. Is on page 33. Sorry, Doug, I think we've got a mix-up between the quarterly budget review. Oh, sorry, the operational review. Okay.
We've got the re-establishment of the alcohol-free zones between the quarters.
Okay. So we'll slip through to page 37 then.
That's correct. Sorry, I've
missed. So just reconfirming, councillors, the quarterly operational plan review as of the 31st of March. It's on page 37. Has anyone got any questions in regards to the
comprehensive document?
It is a separate attachment. Yeah.
Before I missed it, surely you're sure.
Yeah. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that?
Yep.
Councillor Peard, Councillor Wrigley, all those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. We'll just move back towards the front, councillors, and there is the re-establishment of the alcohol-free zone, which is on page 34. Once again, a couple of pages there with the recommendation. There is five recommendations, including on page 36. Has anyone got any questions in regards to that?
I just have one question. I assume it does not apply to ovals as distinct from parks. Is that right?
That would be correct.
That was my interpretation.
Each of the ovals get a specific liquor license anyway. So that probably overrules the.
Yeah.
It probably still applies to the park, but we've got specific liquor licenses that apply to a particular grain oval.
Because the term parks is used, but not ovals.
Yeah, the alcohol grain oval. The league's got one specific area, and the union has another, and I believe the cricket might have another.
Right.
Yeah. No further questions in regards to that. Do I have a mover and a seconder for that?
Yeah.
Councillor Wrigley and Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, now let's just form where we need to be again, councillors. Starting on page 38 is the quarterly budget review as of the 31st of March 21.
All I can say is it's a pretty good result going through to all the funds, really. The general fund, it's a $500,000 better, improved result. The main reasons for that, there's a couple of items in there. There's reduced workers' comp expense of around $175,000. There's another reduction in borrowing, which is offset by reduced capital expense, but then we've got the corresponding reduced loan repayments. So they're the two main items within general fund, as well as all the other items that are listed in the report. But overall, a good result for council across all funds for this review.
Water and sewer, you're building up for expenses in the future?
Yes. They're still increasing by 5 and 7% respectively. So, yeah.
the general fund, mentioned there earlier about the disaster funding. Was a considerable figure booked by you for two maintenance, which I understood was yet to be transferred to disaster funding. Is that still
booked? You're referring, Doug, to some money that's been charged out as for works that have been done by council staff under the local roads bay. Darryl will speak to that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The last time I looked at this was around about the end of the March quarter, Doug, and the breakup was around about $800,000 to natural disaster funding and about $600,000 that was operational.
So is that, are you saying we've got $800,000 to be charged or credited to the general fund?
That's
charged against disaster funding?
That's correct.
So we'll recover $600,000.
No, we've spent $600,000.
Yeah.
But we'll recover $800,000.
Okay.
Now that will change in the next quarter because we are, as Dave explained, we're now burning up those operational funds in between flood damage money.
Has anyone got any further questions in regards to the quarterly budget review then?
Good comprehensive report.
Yep. Okay, there's a recommendation there on page 50.
I'll move it to the recommendation.
Councillor Lockhart, do we have a second for that? Councillor Peard? All those in favour? Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Just our borrowing through. Just crept over a bit than what, than our 5%, but that's where we voted, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. So certainly the borrowings that we have been for this current year, we're no longer requiring those. But the borrowings that we've got in our on and next year's budget in the next couple of years will just take us above it. Within general fund only, then it sort of comes back out after around 5 or 6 years, goes back down. But it all depends on whether there's, you know, things may change during those years.
I did not notice there's administration for 1 point something. Am I mistaken or not?
Borrowings is a projected changeover of IT or software, operating software. A couple of years in.
Okay.
Is that that's in the budget, Councillor Peter, or is that in the quarterly budget review? In the budget?
Yeah.
It might be a question I need to follow up outside of the meeting.
Hang on, it is item 315, relocate admin and Yucca Bridge, Yucca Creek, 2.205. That is.
Well, that's the proposal to relocate from here down to Mill Street.
Yeah, well, which hasn't been voted on.
Hasn't been voted, but it's for a couple of years down the track.
Yeah.
It's in the plan.
Yeah.
Something to look at. Anyway, we'll move on. Councillors, we'll move on to the 21 and 22 operational plan. There's a recommendation here on page 51.
Well, those things are based on previous workshops and meetings, etc. So I'll move that.
Have a second for that. I'll second Councillor Mudford. All those in favour?
Aye.
Moving to page 52, Councillors, the local heritage places and heritage advisor funding. We're then over to Mr. Matheson.
Yeah, so this is just a tree, Mr. Mayor. This is just an update to say that all projects have been basically completed and acquitted, and there was only a few that were not complete this year.
And it's a question for you, Ms. Bell. What happens to those unallocated or unspent funds? Do they go back into a bucket? Or
just go back into
the fund.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to note, councillors, that there was nearly $41,000 worth of work completed within the community, with less than $17,500 of that funded by council. So it is a good investment by council in the community. Do I have any mover and a seconder for that? Mm-hmm. Councillor Naden and Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. there is some lab reports, but we might just keep turning through the committee meetings for their adoption, I should say. There is the aged care committee.
Can I bring up there, I wonder if Sally has it correct in committee recommendations down there at the end of aged care. We brought up, and Councillor Wrigley was there, and if you could jog my memory if I'm right or wrong, that we voted to construct a subcommittee because Cooey Lodge itself is having, you know, some difficult times. I think I may have been remiss if I didn't, you know, pull on all the resources we have, and not, that's not saying anything about the administration's work.
That's mentioned in the Royal Commission into Aged Care. Is
there... Yeah, and it's saying here that myself and Doug and Paul Mann formed to work with administrative staff to review the Royal Commission in Aged Care and Disabilities and its financial impacts on the services. And that's only saying the Royal Commission. I thought the meeting, Noel, did you think it was looking at the finances also of aged care at present?
I thought it was encompassing.
Yeah.
That was the wording that we agreed on, because we're focusing on the recommendations from the Commission and also looking at the financial impacts generally on aged care.
Yeah.
I know the focus was on Cooey.
Sorry, I've got to unmute this up straight.
Yeah.
Just reading the recommendation, blue factor says it's financial impacts on all the services. The recommendation gives that subcommittee the power, if you like, or the opportunity to look through the largest finances.
Do you feel, Doug? Well, I was wondering if it was substantial enough, but do you think it is?
I think, yeah.
I'm not doubting the administration at all, but just using what resources.
Okay, no further no further question in regards to aged care. We move on to the Disability Services Committee.
I just know there was no quorum for that committee meeting. 40 minutes.
Yes, okay. Living.
Yeah, the lack of quorum has been an ongoing issue. Yeah. And it's something I'm looking forward to the new council addressing.
So, just on that, Doug, the recommendation is to adopt the minutes. Can we adopt minutes of a meeting where there was no quorum?
No, we can't.
I think we know them.
Or we accept the recommendation.
Or we accept the recommendation.
We accept the minutes and then say that, I suppose.
Julie's made a suggestion.
Okay.
And notes from the aged care committee.
Would be noted, yeah.
The aged care meeting, we adopted them.
Minutes of disability committee be noted.
Noted.
Yeah, I guess it's in terms of form,
okay. We'll just move on to statement of bank balances.
Well, I think we need to do two. Can I move that?
Yes, we can do that.
That adoption and notation.
Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Baker. All those in favour? Aye. Okay. We'll move on to statement of bank balances. No questions there. Outstanding matters from previous meetings.
Has Mr. Mudge been able to solve his road problem?
I've been thinking, Mr. Mayor, when you Google Mudford Road, well, there's no such road. It's Mars Hill Road, if you on Google Maps. So I wonder if there's a mix up there, like it's Mudford Road as far as the Gilshire goes, which was passed in 1988. probably give a bit of history there, that Mudford's had a family reunion and they want to decide on asking Shire for a road, and they were given that road, and it did have another name on that road at the time. So we were, there's a mix-up, generally, and they went in the 2R basket, I'm not sure.
I can answer that, because we often have these discussions around road names and how to Google or whether it be other mapping like NavMan and those sort of mapping systems. They're not the official mapping names. So the government actually put out official, through the geographical names board for roads, they put out the names of roads. What am I trying to say?
Road naming authority.
Tied up there. So what we use is the official road names.
Yeah.
What Google uses is whatever they use out there.
Well, because Mars Road doesn't even join
Mudford's
Road.
Yeah. That's right. So correct.
Okay. Well, it's still going on, isn't it?
Yeah. So Google's not the mapping authority. So what they use, and we don't have a great deal of influence over what they do.
Just send them a bill for grain.
Google.
When it's mentioned it's on the minister's desk, so which minister is that? What minister for?
It's forestry, wasn't it?
Forestry. Like who owns the community conservation area?
Yeah,
so
might be.
Send a bill of both
of them. I'll leave it in the GM's hands.
Thank you very much.
We move on to the development applications.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just want to give Council a quick update on the Barrackee Quarry development. So currently being assessed by Council staff, and there was a request for further information to go out to the applicant. That's now returned, so the process from here is that Council staff will conduct a site inspection, which is due on the 24th next week. A report will be prepared for the panel, and then we'll formulate a meeting from there.
What's the estimated time?
There's no time frame yet, so once the report's been prepared and submitted, then they'll come up with a date for the panel meeting.
And is that meeting convened in Dubbo or some location?
It possibly could be on site, I'm not sure, or out here, depending on whether the other three panel members come out. We'll do it by Zoom, not sure yet.
Very good. Yeah, Council Pearce been on top of that. In terms of the planning panel.
Excellent.
Portal?
Yeah, I needed to polish up it.
So there's a recommendation there on page 68, those reports be noted. Councillor Beard and Councillor Mudford. Okay, and the councillors, we do have a...
It's too late reports.
There's two late reports. The mural minute. In regards to the Regional Collaboration of Councils. And that is a mayoral minute. So.
Happy to move that.
Kind of you?
Yep. Do I have a seconder for that?
Don't need it
because of a.
If it does, if he's not in the chair.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll move that one, Doug, because it is a mayoral minute. Or. I don't know who needs to be moving it.
I don't know. Just get a second up. Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Loffler. Might just give a little bit of background to this one. Both the general manager and myself attended the last meeting of the Arana JO last Wednesday, I think it was, in Narromine, with the Narromine, Midwestern, Gilgandra, Bogan councils in Gilgandra. Also in attendance was Peter Hanger.
Peter Evans,
from the Office of Local Government. And look, I think the only way to really describe it is we are flogging a dead horse. There is a New South Wales Government review into joint organisation of councils. Those findings were meant to be handed out last September, and we believe that they are due probably late July, early August. So I think the state government is probably very much aware that they've got that one wrong, and we look forward to what that review finds and how we actually work it out going forward. Yeah. No worries. Anyway, I'll ask that we take a vote on that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. The next late report, which Mr. Mayor, from Zoom, I might actually, I probably should declare an interest in this matter because they are going to be staying, I believe, at Armentry at this point, or to ask that question. But it is a mere minute, I might just leave the room. And well, it's actually about AROC and the tour to AROC, but I might just do the right thing and, yeah, declare an interest. I'll leave it up to you, Doug.
Part four of the recommendation is that we provide an allocation of funds to support a hosting of the dinner. I have spoken to the publican out there, and we're looking at rather than that going through the pub providing the meal, we are looking at a donation to the CWA or talking to the CWA about putting on a barbecue or something like that, with that contribution going to offset the costs for the CWA.
Okay,
or whichever community group is on board there, but I'm thinking the CWA is the obvious one. Sorry, Doug.
Are they having a dinner and breakfast?
Yes.
Sorry, can I put it
there?
Yes.
All those in favour?
All right.
Gary.
Don and I'd like to go to that, but we're certainly prepared to pay for our own meals. Can
Susan.
We just
notify
somebody.
Well, we can put another council interested in the town. Thank you for having coordinated. Mm. Yeah. I want to be a volunteer on the barbecue group.
That's what I like.
Yeah, we agree. You might have learned this
one. How are we late to about it?
Is there any other business?
There is no further business.
Well, can I just ask, Dave, I think we've put the budget and then on display for 28 days?
Yes.
So, do we have to put the June meeting back a week?
I think it's scheduled for the 28th?
Yeah, right, okay, no, fair enough. I just saw that as good.
Yeah, no, good thing. No, you're a good thing, so we're already planning that when we schedule our dates.
Of June, we're talking.
Yes.
On 22nd
here.
Righto, thank you. Just noting that, yes, it'll be later than the normal council meeting date.
So that date will change. It'll be the 22nd.
It'll be
the 22nd instead of the 15th.
Oh,
22nd. Okay. There's no further business, councillors. I declare the meeting closed at 12 o'clock.